I thought they did a great job the whole year. You know, you go down the list, we got 10 of them, and you know, Ross Rogers has played quarterback the last 2 years, you know, leading our offense. You know, we're going to miss him. We got to find somebody else to play quarterback. I kind of got, you know, spoiled there the last 2 years because I could always count on him being there.
And he's signed a letter of intent to play baseball, is that
right? Yes, he's supposed to go to UCA and play baseball this next year. You know, I guess after Christmas we'll start thinking about baseball here at Fort Ass, as far as Ross and them. Keyshawn Thomas, you know, he didn't play the last couple of years, but, you know, he come back out and, you know, did the things that we asked from him. And, you know, I thought he did. I was very proud, and he did a great job this year as far as helping us on offense. And, you know, he made a difference in a couple of games. And, you know, we're going to miss somebody like him as far as the speed and things that he does. It's not much, you know, not much else you can say about Jakemus Gates. I mean, we rode him about halfway through last year. We figured that out and rode him all this year. No, last night, I think he had 199 yards and I know he had 3 touchdowns and he threw 1 touchdown.
Wow.
And he threw a 2-point conversion pass. You know,
Man, how much does he rush for the season? I mean, it's way on up there and over 2,000 yards.
It's
isn't it?
It's probably getting close to 2,000 yards and he scored 3 touchdowns. I know he probably maybe 29, 30 touchdowns.
Wow.
And that's it's going to be kind of hard to find somebody like him. You know, running backs like that don't come along a lot. But, you know, since I've been here, I got to think, you know, we've had a bunch that come through here. You know, Jakemus, I remember Cantrell Rogers.
And,
you know, Roger Grandy and Andre Tolfrey, you know, Jeremiah Smith. You know, we've had some come through here. But Jakemus, he got a lot more carries than those guys. You know, I can remember they had – real good seasons too, but you know, Jakemus was carrying it 20 and 30 times a ball game, and he did a great job for us the whole year. Van Cross and Jeremy Carpenter are two corners. You know, they've been our corners for the last 2 years, and sometimes they had bad games, sometimes they had good, but the thing about it was, you know, they were always there. We could always count on them. You know, they worked hard, they got after it, and you know, it's going to be kind of hard to replace those two because we've counted on them the last 2 years. They've done a great job. Dalton Turner, I mean, he's been the leader on our defense, you know, the last 3 years. I mean, when he was in the 10th grade, you know, he weighed 140 something pounds, and we tried every way in the world not to put him on the football field, and we just couldn't keep him off the football field. I mean, he was the best linebacker, he was the best tackler, you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, you'd try to keep a 140-pound kid out, try to find somewhere else for him to play, but that's where he played at.
That's where heart comes into it, isn't it? That's exactly right.
Nobody could ever say anything bad about Dalton Turner as far as effort, getting after it, playing hard, doing what we ask. I mean, that's one kid that, you know, was always there every day, all the time, worked hard. I mean, I know he got banged up and beat up a few times, but he was always there. That's a kid we could always count on. This year he helped us a lot more on offense than he had the last few years at fullback some, and he was a lead blocker. He's one of those kids that get out there, and he didn't get a lot of carries, but he would get out there and block for Jakemus, and it's going to be hard to replace somebody like him. All the tackles, all the things that he did, all the things that he knew. I mean, he was a very smart kid also as far as defense and getting us lined up. Tommy Tidwell's played on offense and defense the last 3 years, and he's played every position on the offensive line and defense. He's played since 10th grade. It's going to be hard to play somebody like him too. And, you know, he was one of those kids who was always there too. I mean, he missed a couple games because of injuries, but, you know, he was always at practice, always there, always worked hard. You know, Andrew Sisson, the senior, and, you know, he didn't play a lot at certain times, but I know the Lake Village game is what I remember more than anything else, is we had a kid get hurt that week, and Andrew came in and played the whole ball game there and, you know, did a good job. And, you know, I was proud that, you know, he got a chance to be successful and come in there and help us win a ball game. And, you know, he stayed with us 7 through 12 there, and, you know, he stuck it out the whole time, you know, and
Kids, you know, yesterday morning I was talking to the Harmony Grove team before they left, and I made the comment, I was reading a passage out of First Chronicles where it talks about mighty men of valor, and I read the names of these guys, and I remember making this comment, that there are a lot of those guys in there you never hear of ever again.
Yes.
But they were there, and they did their assignment. They did what they were supposed to do, and they were still part of that team. And, you know, when you talk about a kid just like that, that was through it all, he may not have called his name a lot on the air or have a lot of stats, but he was still a part of the team. And he had, and you need people like that. You need young men like that on your team.
Yes, I mean, you have to have somebody to practice against in practice. And, you know Andrew, he stuck it out, and he was out there all the time. And, you know, he helped us out a lot on scout team. And, I was really excited, and I was kind of proud he got to start that game and play, and you know, have some success there. And our last two seniors, Derek Thowers, played on defensive line since the 10th grade, and Nick Bryant, he's been at center, guard, tackle. He's another one of those kids that's played a lot since the 10th grade, and we, you know, moved him back and forth at different positions. I know this year he played center almost the whole season. You know, Tommy had there a couple times, but, you know, Nick's one of those kids who was always there for us. He worked hard, you know. You just count on those kids, and those are the kids you're going to miss the most. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing about this group of seniors. There were a couple of times that some of them had to miss, but you could always count on these kids being there all the time. And they were good kids. Most time they stayed out of trouble, and as far as in school and in classroom, and you didn't have to worry about that a lot. And And that's what hurt. We're gonna miss these kids a lot. Yeah. As far as the next year, because you got 10 seniors and nine. You know, all of them have played some, but thing about it is, you know, nine of these kids, you know, and I think seven or eight of them have been 3-year starters.
That's great.
And
you're gonna miss that.
Yeah, you're gonna miss kids that have started for 3 years.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have to have a lot of kids step up to take a lot of these positions, because we're losing 10 seniors and we only had 6 kids in the 9th grade.
Ooh.
And so you know,
numbers are gonna be low this year.
The numbers don't out. You know, I can count.
Yeah,
I can count. You know, you got 10 moving out, you got 6 coming in. That's 4 less than you had before.
That's right.
And you know, we had a couple of kids that were injured during the year that didn't get to play. I know Adam English and Jesse Turner didn't get to play this year because of injuries. So you know, we'll have 2 more, but you know, we're still gonna, you know, we're gonna be below 30 and on senior high next year. And some of these other kids are gonna have to step up and fill these positions.
Wow.